Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. You're joined again by Beck and Jackson as we intro our new series, Road to the Cross, yes. As we head into Easter. So let's just get right into it, shall we?
Jump in. Yo, so here we are, Road to the Cross.
I'm excited. I love Easter.
Yes. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I like chocolates and...
Oh, no, I just love Easter. I love the Easter weekend,
yep.
Our services across the weekend. They're always so full and fun and I just love it. Like Jesus dying and being raised back to life is the pinnacle of our faith.
Yeah, so. Monumental,
yeah,
right?
I love it.
We're in this road to the cross, but which it isn't like a physical road, right? We're kind of looking at it as Jesus's road to the cross, but through his humanity, which is an interesting topic. It's going to be really cool to kind of unpack this over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
In terms of like the humanity of Jesus, why do you think it's, a topic that we would be focusing on?
Oh, I think because it's like, in my mind, it's the thing that makes God the most like relatable to us.
Yeah.
Because I think if you think of God as this big figure in the sky, this big all-powerful being and stuff, that's so far from who we are as humans.
Yes.
But then to understand that Jesus came as a human,
walked
this earth, lived different human experiences that we all face on the daily, it just is like anytime that lie kind of comes into your head of just like, oh, God wouldn't have any idea what this is like. Like, I'm the only one experiencing this.
Yeah.
Like, understanding his humanity just totally squashes that.
It makes it a pretty distinct belief, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
A lot more beliefs out there or faiths kind of rely on it just being this big, like you said, God in the sky, which is so distant. But that a God would have a humanity and come and live a life like we do, it definitely makes me feel like he can understand us more, right?
So absolutely.
Particularly Jesus, as that he walked and lived a life. I love that he had a job.
Yeah.
He worked.
Carpenter Jesus.
I know, right? Yeah. Tradie Jesus. I wonder if he had a Hilux, maybe in a Navara. What brand?
What's the equivalent?
Was
in like
Milwaukee?
A wagon or whatever.
Yes. What were his tools? Yeah. Which was he? Makita? Was he?
Totally.
So like the humanity of Jesus and being a... having a job and walking a life. He had 33 years before we kind of get to the point of his ministry and then his ministry time, and then we arrive at Easter. So there's a lot that has obviously happened in that time in his humanity, but there's a few glimpses in the Bible that we're going to be unpacking over the next few weeks.
So we're looking at compassion and relationships, a big one, betrayal, injustice, and silence.
Ooh.
And calling and obedience.
Cool. So week one.
Yeah, calling and obedience I think is week one. Then compassion and relationships, and then betrayal, injustice, and silence.
Wow.
Which pretty big human emotions in that last one.
Very, very.
Yeah.
And for Jesus to have walked and experienced all of these, one of my favorite scriptures that comes to mind, it's actually the small one of, I think it is.
It is.
The shortest scripture. Jesus wept.
Yeah, John 11:35.
Come on, knows the Bible. That is such a small scripture, but it has so much about the humanity of Jesus.
Yeah, wept isn't a soft word.
No.
Like it's not just Jesus teared up.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
He felt. It's got
wept.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just... had a cry. It's an emotion, and I think what's beautiful about it is he actually kind of knew what was going to happen.
Yeah,
but he still, even in it, had a human emotion, and I think that just brings me back to being like, this is a God that can empathize with me.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, Lazarus, who in the moment and little context here, he's just heard about Lazarus dying, who was the brother of Mary and Martha, who were friends with Jesus. Like even that, like a God had friends. He used to go over to their house, have dinner, talk about, you know, the kingdom and things like that. I think just that it immediately changes your perspective of God and what he is actually here to do, and relationally what he wants to empathize and feel, and just weeping. It's a beautiful image. Like, could you imagine the moment?
Well, because also, like, right before that, like, Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, sent a message to Jesus to be like, hey, Lazarus is sick. Can you come can right come? Now? And we believe you can heal him.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. And he delays.
Yeah.
Knowing what that will mean.
Would mean, yeah.
And that, like you said, knowing that he was going to go there and perform that miracle, and he ends up bringing Lazarus back to life. But he knew, like, he knew that was going to happen, which meant that he knew that Mary and Martha were going to feel that pain as well.
Yeah.
But he knew the joy that he was going to be bringing them as well. So it is that, like, two sides thing of God knows when we're going to feel pain.
Yeah.
But he also knows when we're going to feel joy. And that in that some cases, like, well, most cases, he will be the one that brings that joy.
Yeah.
And so often I think when we're going through pain and we're just like, no, come into it now because I know you can prevent the worst thing happening.
Yes.
And he's just like, I'm sorry, like, this kind of has to happen.
This is happening, yeah.
You, like, you can't see the big picture that I can, and, like, this kind of just, like, has to happen, but I'm here with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel that pain.
Yes.
I'm not just casting it to the side and not worrying about it, but I know that pain.
Yeah.
And I'm with you in it.
Yeah, I think that's the important part, right? Yeah. Something that, like, having him in your suffering or in your pain or in just the frustration or in the anxiety with you, not just eradicating it, but just being with you in that. And I think that is the beautiful part of a humanity. That's why we're relational beings. We're together. We're in this together. And I think that is a beautiful image of, like, an emotion that he felt. Like, there's heaps throughout these these gospels, these accounts of his life. What other ones can you kind of, like, what other ones do you kind of feel relate?
Other one, or, what, like, other emotions? Or,
the garden.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
The garden is a big moment. So another kind of Easter moment is the night before Jesus is betrayed by one of his disciples, one of the closest people to him.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge in and of itself, and we'll get to that in a few weeks. But, he's betrayed and arrested, but the night before he's in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's praying, and his prayer is so vulnerable, so big to God, of just like, hey, this is really hard. I know exactly what's coming. I know the pain that I'm going to be in.
Yeah.
Like, if you can find another way, please take find another way. But also, if this is the way, like, be with me in it. Like, your will be done. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I remember, so have we talked about The Chosen on this podcast?
Yeah, maybe a couple
while
times,
back. Yeah. Anyway, the episode of The Chosen where it showcases this was right at the end of season 5. And it was right when I was going through some, like, massive things personally in my own life. And I was watching that scene of him just saying, like, God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, Father, I can't do this, but also I can. Like, if you will me to do this, I can, but take this cup if you can. And I just sat there crying, as I often do in every episode of The Chosen. I just, like, sat there because I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I feel at the moment of, like, God, please don't do this.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, you could turn this around.
Yeah.
But also, if this is the way it's going to go, just be with me, please.
Yeah.
Like, and that it, like, it did go the way that I wasn't hoping.
Yeah.
But I had God right in the middle of it. And knowing that he's walked through that, he felt all those emotions, feels all those emotions. Yeah. For me, I can then just, like, turn to him and I'm like, just
What about that, like, knowing that he's been through it, does that help Because I think that's the key, right? Like he has a humanity and he can empathize with us in our weakness, but also in our joy. He can, like all of our emotions.
Yeah.
God created them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also experienced them.
Mm.
It just means that you can kind of like relate, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like even with your friends, like if they haven't walked through the same thing as you, it immediately like you feel on the outer or you feel a bit of a distance with them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you just like, you don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, and not in a rude way or anything, but it's just like literally they don't know, they haven't experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
But to then go, okay, but I do know someone that has.
Yeah.
And that is Jesus.
Yes.
It just like, yeah, I would say it's like the biggest lie of the enemy is that he will try and keep you alone in things and isolated in those thoughts of just like, no, you're the only one that's experienced this. No one can help you.
Yeah.
But to then, yeah, as I said, just like squash those thoughts and know that Jesus has been through it. Yeah.
It kind of gives us the knowing of his presence. It's like it's the ability because he is able to empathize and be able to have experienced pain and suffering and temptation. One of the ones that I love is that Jesus felt hungry. He was fasting in the wilderness.
Everyone experiences that.
That's such a human response as well to feel hungry. Like who out there gets hangry?
It actually takes a lot for me to get hangry, but I've definitely felt hunger.
It's amazing. Like it's a very human response, and it's amazing what humans will do when they're hungry. How their thinking goes out, their morality goes out, like all these types of things. And you're like, oh gosh, I just skipped lunch and why is my whole afternoon just complete? But I think of Jesus and like in his fasting, he felt hungry and he even felt like, you know, he was tempted and so he can relate to us and he can understand. And I think what that separates us from different beliefs is because he can and has done. Yeah. That there is a closeness. It's like you were saying before, like your friends that have been through things that you've been, it brings them closer. But if they haven't, they aren't able to understand. And I think that understanding, having a God that not only just loves us, but is actually understands what we're going through. It's just a beautiful image of Jesus but also like, as we enter into Easter and in the coming weeks, it completely changes how we look at Easter, right? Like it's not just like a lamb came and was slain, like an animal. It was a human, fully human, that sweated blood, that felt the pain, that felt the weight of things. And it just changes. And I'm excited for this series to kind of unpack the humanity of Christ.
Yeah.
Because as we get to the cross, as we get to Good Friday, you know, we get to see him in full as that human on the cross, not just as God that doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So, totally. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so as we look at the different topics, so like calling and obedience and the other ones, we're going to be reading and looking through what we call the Gospels. Yep. So the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah,
so they're called the Gospels because gospel actually means like a message of good news.
Mm.
So before it had any kind of Christian connotations to it, back when countries would fight others in war and that sort of thing, they would send a messenger with a gospel to say like, you've won, the other side have forfeited and stuff. Wow. So it meant war is over, good news, you've won. And so these we now say Jesus is the good news. It means victory has been won.
Yep.
And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are four accounts of Jesus' life.
Yep.
So
these
the
were
gospel,
written,
the good news.
Written by his disciples, his mates.
Yeah, some of them were disciples. Yep. So Matthew and John were disciples. Mark was a little bit younger. He was became friend of Peter and followed him in his ministry. And then Luke followed Paul. in his ministry. So Luke's account is actually a lot of eyewitness accounts of just talking to the disciples, talking to people that encountered him. So he didn't even walk with Jesus through his ministry, but he got all these accounts of people that did.
Yeah.
And then, John is a very like intimate account of Jesus, and it really shows, I would say, his humanity.
The humanity.
Yeah, side. Of just the different emotions, walking closely with Jesus. Mm. And I think through all of it, of the fact that knowing that he felt the same emotions as us, as we've been talking about, it also, he gives the example of how to do all those things well.
Yeah.
So, like, he gets angry, but in his anger, he doesn't sin.
Mm.
When he's weeping and stuff, he doesn't then retreat into it and shut off people. Like, he leans into the emotion, but doesn't let it dictate his behavior. Yeah, and I think that's a great.
Doesn't let it be just an emotional response. It's it's a founded in what Jesus wants us to, how we're to respond.
Yeah. And quite often in those different things as well, he just turns to God. Like he turns to the Father.
Yeah.
And that's such a, beautiful image of how we are to live in our humanity as well.
Gosh. Learning so much. I can't wait for this series. It's going to be really great, especially in the road to Easter, you know, feeling like we've set up for the year, we've got the vision for the year, and now we're kind of navigating through this. So, guys, if this has resonated in any kind of way to you, whether it's, you know, a new way of looking at Jesus, come with us on this journey to the road to the cross over the next few weeks. Head to our website. The best way to find any of our churches, any of our locations here in Sydney, is head to c3syd.church and find one of the locations and come on, like, the journey on the road to the cross with us. We can't wait to see you there.